Pinkerton spy finally reached Washington the evening of November 14th and spent all night writing his report. A skillful observer and interviewer, he returned from his one-month mission with valuable intelligence on the Confederate forces the Union Army would have to fight in many parts of Virginia. His count of enemy regiments was higher than what the rebels actually had, but not far off the mark. Compared to Pinkerton's other agents, Webster's information was fairly accurate. The next day, however, Pinkerton overwhelmed McClellan with a 45-page report on the trip. Useful military intelligence was buried in pages of worthless travel trivia the poor general had to wade through. Webster made a second trip to Richmond in late November with more mail to be delivered from Baltimore as his cover. He and the other Pinkerton agents, using the mail courier scam, brought hundreds of letters into and out of the Confederate capital, each one opened, read, and resealed by Pinkerton staff before being passed on to their recipients, alerting Washington officials to subversives in Baltimore and giving them a sense of the mood among Richmonders. On this trip, Webster collected impressive details about the rebel ironclad CSS Virginia, along with information on enemy defenses at Roanoke Island off the North Carolina coast, infantry regiments and artillery batteries in Norfolk, and Richmond's troop strength. John Jones, the War Department clerk, refused to issue him any more travel passes, not because he suspected Webster was a spy, but because he thought freelance mail carriers like him charged exorbitantly for deliveries. Webster had no trouble getting around Jones. Among the letters he carried from Baltimore was one from a doctor and Southern sympathizer there to John Henry Winder, Richmond's powerful provost marshal, effusively vouching for Webster. The gullible general issued Webster a pass so he could take a personal message to Winder's son, who was serving in Washington as a Union Army captain. Webster did pass along the message when he returned to the federal capital, but not before alerting Union authorities that Winder wanted his son to defect to Richmond. Soon the captain was being watched closely for any suspicious activity. He was later transferred to California.